Happy May, Mayor.
Yes, indeed. Good morning, Joe.
May flowers, hopefully, will be blooming shortly.
Well, there's a lot of flowers out there. The tulips, the daffodils, the dogwoods, a lot of trees in bloom.
Yes. How did your bulb planting go last fall? Is anything sprouting?
Absolutely.
Oh.
They're like soldiers lined up in front of my porch, the tulips. Pop beautifully.
Nice. You'll have to post a photo.
Yes, I should.
We're at the city council last night, as is the annual tradition, speaking of May traditions, to present the proposed budget.
Indeed. Yes, usually we do it the first Monday of May. Under the law, they have 45 days to act on it or till the end of the fiscal year. So they have more than a lot of time. So it's nothing too new either. I mean, we do this every year, so yep. It's not like it's starting from zero. I mean, there are some additions here and there, which we spoke about last night. And this is another year in the increase in the debt service with a decline in the retirement line. So the pension obligation bond, we get a couple of spikes the next 2 years, but then it's flat for like 17, 18 years. And we're going to save an awful lot of money over time, which is awesome. But the budget itself, there's a few increases. We added 5 patrolmen. We added some part-time library instructors to expand hours in some of the libraries. We had a health inspector for restaurants, little things like that. But overall, it's the increase is really due to the debt service going up, the health insurance costs going up, and of course we put aside money for raises. All the city contracts are up. We're in negotiations now. Nothing's been settled. That's the contract going forward for July 1. The goal is to get a 3-year contract in place for all the unions.
I understand also there's some money for capital improvements.
Well, within some of the budgets there are, we'll also be bringing a capital improvement program back in. It's been a while since we've done it, the 5-year capital plan, kind of a rolling plan.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be bringing that in this spring as well, along with some requests on appropriations to fund some of those items. It kind of becomes the Bible on infrastructure. It's all in there. We pull out priorities and emergency needs going forward. We made a lot of progress over the years. I know we've spoken about that probably ad nauseum on the show on Tuesday morning show,
yep.
But we've made tremendous progress on infrastructure and want to keep that momentum going. And, you know, there's a lot in there, of course, but not a lot of new. I mean, I say it every year, I said it again last night, this budget reflects the values of our community. The people in the city believe in a safe city. They believe in beautiful and clean parks. They believe in education second to none, and every kid deserves a shot. You know, they love their libraries, their veteran services. I think we do it well. As I've often said, the tax issue has been an issue since the Boston Tea Party. I don't think we're going to change that with people. Some people don't like to pay taxes, and I understand that. But the reality is we fall right in the middle of 351 cities and towns on tax burden. However, I would argue that we're in the top tier, if not the top, the services that people get and receive. So there is a cost to that, and I think we do it well.
One thing I did notice that was new was a community liaison to handle equity and diversity efforts. What is that, Mayor?
Well, I got an executive summary from the just as recently from the commission that we put together on equality and diversity, and they basically had interviewed every department head. They did a lot of analysis of data and stats, and what they're saying is we need a person that might help people navigate the system a little bit better, somebody that can take care of issues that, you know, make sure people are availing themselves to city services that might otherwise do so, because either language barriers or other barriers, they're not aware of it. So I think we'll try this and see how it goes. You know, between the language access stuff that we funded on the planning side in this position, I think we're in decent shape. I've never bought into the full EDI coordinated department stuff. I think the city is an example or a gateway city. You know, it's what people try to promote or push. A social engineer has been happening organically in Quincy for many years now, and I don't see the need for an EDI necessarily. I think our departments do a very good job within the confines of civil service and the law on hiring. I think we do a good job in services. I think our schools have been working at it for years. They deal with, 25 or 28 different primary languages in some elementary schools. I think we can do better in certain areas. For example, on the language issue, on disability issues, somebody wants to access a planning board meeting and they're deaf. There's a number of examples I think we can do better. And I think that's what this committee looked at and are recommending. So I'll be anxious to see the full report, but initially that came out, so I wanted to get it in, as a placeholder into the budget for further discussion.
How much is budgeted for that position?
I believe this placeholder is $75,000.
Okay, but this is not the separate department that was initially requested, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, comes under your office?
That's correct.
Okay, very good. Any indication as to how this proposed budget would impact property taxes right now, Mayor?
No, it's kind of early to say. Yeah. I mean, let me say this, that every city and town goes up every year on taxes, property taxes. That's the way it is. I mean, it's the way it's designed. That is our biggest income. I mean, utilities go up every year. I don't care what city and town you want to take a look at. In fact, if you look just over the borders all around us, most of them are at the excess. They don't have any excess levy capacity. They're at the limit. And I talked about that last night as well. So we fall in about the middle of 351 cities and towns on tax burden, right in the middle. But we're at the top tier, if not the top, for services. I don't think I'm exaggerating at all, Joe. Mm-hmm. I'm very familiar with what we've been doing for years. Even before I took office and the values that this community has, and we do it well. People get good service in the city, and I want to certainly maintain that. There's a cost of doing that. But again, we fall right in the middle, 351, but we're at the top of services. So I think that's a pretty good equation.
I know you were also able to present, finally, your district improvement financing plan for the taking of three properties. So what happens to that now?
Yes, well, actually, I understand the council took one out and passed it last night.
Oh.
The old burnt-out block at 1620, which is the old Blue Note and the old Castle's Pizza block. Yeah, it's been vacant, Jim Jesus Mayor when that burned. So it was time. For whatever reason, the owners, and I know it's flipped a couple of times since it's the original owner, have not done anything with it. So it's a blight in the downtown. Mm-hmm. So that was an easy one, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Councilor Calmucci moved it last night, and that one got passed. So we'll continue. I'm sure there'll be finance committee meetings to talk about the detail of the district improvement financing, the other recommended takings, and the big plan moving forward to continue the momentum of both the public but the private investment that comes with it.
So what will the city do now with that 1620 Hancock Street property?
Well, the city will then put it out for RFP,
mm-hmm.
Essentially flip it for someone that's going to do something with it,
mm-hmm.
Rather than sit on it like that. I think that landowners and they have a responsibility, and there are some over the years that just sat on properties, left vacant stores, didn't pay attention to the aesthetics of the building. They went down. I don't think that's fair for other buildings and other landowners around it. So. This is an easy one. Again, it's been sitting there as a blight for more than 20 years, and it's time to deal with it. So it'll end up being in a development plan for that block.
Okay.
I know that the old Coleman's family site has been in the process of selling it with a Good Health Store. So
yep.
you could see a combination of properties there to come in with some kind of a development in that area. And again, this is where we want development. This is the center, the heart of our city. This is where the zoning allows for larger structures. This is where we have tailored it to be. So I think it makes perfect sense that something will happen there.
Curious about your order establishing a municipal lighting plant, Mayor. Is this what we've talked about in the past regarding lighting and broadband internet?
It is about the broadband internet.
Okay.
If for us to get into that business, we would need to have a municipal light department. I don't think it should say plant, but department. And you know, you can't do it otherwise. So this is like the first step. It's not a total commitment, but it's really preparing us for that time to make the decision whether we want to do it or not. We have a company in now doing a lot of engineering to give us estimates and what the penetration costs will be to reach all homes, and then what kind of participation they would get from the people that would have to buy into it. So it's a decision that I have not made yet, ultimately.
Okay.
It's something we're doing our due diligence on, but this is a necessary component if we're even considering it.
I see. Couple of events we want to remind people about this week. Thursday evening is a multicultural festival up at Pageant Field. Then, of course, Saturday is Cleaner, Greener Quincy.
First Saturday of May.
Yes.
More than 30 years now. It's pretty remarkable.
Wow.
We get, as you know, we get hundreds and hundreds of volunteers citywide, Joe. They really help to give the city a lift. Beaches, parks, schools, playgrounds. People come out to their nearest neighborhood asset and pitch in. It's really a remarkable day.
Be nice for everybody to do a full-blown cleanup post-pandemic. We're getting there little by little.
That's correct.
Always appreciate your time, Mayor.
My pleasure. Enjoy the day, Joe.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye-bye.
Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, our weekly City Hall update here on AM Quincy.